This podcast replay is brought to you by Tommy B. Butts Jr. Enterprises.com. Save money by re-roofing. Bring down your insurance premiums. Quality service guaranteed. There's no buts about it. Tommy B. Butts Jr. Enterprises.com provides roof inspections for both residential and commercial roofs.
Big O, what's your favorite game on the schedule? Every win, Isaiah. You probably are new overall to the show. I'm not the guy that gets excited about the schedule. I'm not the guy that, oh my God, and this, don't care. It's good for the people that need to travel. You know what I love about the schedule? I'll tell you what I love about the schedule. Pats, Ravens, Bills, and Bengals in the first month. Effing love that. We'll find out about Mike McDaniel and everything and the offense and Tua and the defense right away in the first month. That's what I love about this schedule. You get tested. I don't fear the Ravens because I don't fear Lamar Jackson. You just have to stop the run and you stop Lamar Jackson because it's an elementary offense and he is a remedial quarterback when it comes to his passing game. So there's no fear of Lamar Jackson. The Pats, I have no fear of their quarterback either. Bills, that's what you got to respect. So you get to beat the Pats and the Ravens. You get yourself set up to see if you can beat the Bills. How much have you closed the gap? Have you closed the gap? Can you beat the Bills? And then you get the Bengals on a short week. Going to be tough on the road. Not easy, but that's a nice test. Now, I don't play the schedule game and tell you this is going to be a win, that's going to be a loss, because last year, most of us would have picked the Ravens as a loss, because up until last year, they used to punch them in the mouth all the time. All the time. Miami was never physical enough. Well, they got physical enough. And so I think this year now, I think they've got the blueprint. I think they know what they got to do to beat the Ravens. And the Ravens, by the way, I think took a step back also. So, you know, that's one of the things I like about this schedule, that early on, we're going to find out about the Dolphins. So within the first month, if you get out of there 2-2, you're like, all right, not too bad. If you're 3-1, you feel great. Now, if you're 1-3 or 0-4, then yeah, things are bad. Then we're feeling pretty bad. But I'm not the guy that goes crazy about the schedule and, you know, and start overreacting about how many wins or how many losses or anything like that, because everything is so unpredictable in the NFL. And sometimes the teams you think are going to be bad end up being good. Nobody picked the Bengals to go to the Super Bowl last year. Nobody. But yet they were in the Super Bowl, right? So you can't predict any of this kind of stuff. The Bengals could go back to being 5-12 this year, because that's what the Bengals do. You know what I'm saying? Probably not. I get it with Joe Burrow and all that. If he stays healthy, he's pretty special. So they're going to be pretty good. But my point is, you just never know. So I just don't overreact on schedules and, oh yeah, no, they'll smoke these fools and they'll beat that guy and they'll win 12 games this year. Oh no, they're only going to win 6. I don't know. I don't know how good McDaniel and this offense is going to be. I don't know how dominant the running game is going to be. How much better will the offense make the defense? All of these things, they've got to go answer them. We don't know.